Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child O' Mine, 96.3 KKLZ, hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Don't know if that's what your alarm clock is set for, but that's what you get.
Well, it should be.
Yeah. 6:07, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Thursday morning, Carla.
Next in line, baby. Ooh. Next in line, whether it's for your cocktail or your muffin that looks like it was injected with steroids. What happened to muffins?
I don't know.
Remember when muffins were muffin-sized?
Yeah.
Now they're cakes. They're freaking cakes, people.
It's like Jurassic Bakery.
Yes. By the way, somebody thank you yesterday to a gentleman named David who told me, yo, you look good in person. You look very natural. Yeah. And I just was talking on Facebook Live. That is like the ninja of compliments, is it not? You look very natural.
Yeah.
Oh, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
What is that? What? Thank you, David.
Huh.
Thank you, though. Very natural. Not pretty, Mike. No, no. Natural.
Natural. Okay.
Look really
what are
natural.
You eating this morning that I'm smelling that?
You know what?
And it's just permeating throughout the...
I know. It's kind of a new thing, and I always like to do a little test before I get you one. It's a Jimmy Dean with like egg white, turkey sausage, and potato, and it's
wow.
only like 200 calories. I know. It's really good.
Man.
I like it. I know. I'm so sorry. I know. And I hate that when people do that. I can't smell it so much because I'm eating it, but... really good.
And you had the whole nose thing
really,
done.
Oh my God, I can smell, I can breathe, I can taste. It's great. It's
well,
great.
You keep testing to
I'm
see
on
if,
steroids still, but woo!
If I'm going to like that or not. But
I think you will.
The smell
will.
Alone. Sunshine and breezy today. High 106. A little windy tomorrow with some partly cloudy skies. High 101, 81 now. First dose of some cheap trashy. Chat of Gossip Entertainment Tabloid News coming up.
Will Roseanne Barr be involved in the ongoing show?
Oh.
I'll let you know what she said.
All right, more on that and other stories after the Steve Miller Band rockin' me.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
Well, a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader is suing the team for back pay. She says she was paid less than the team mascot. Mike, I bring this up because we know mascots here and there. The mascot's rowdy. And comparable amount of work. They work.
Yeah.
They made $8 an hour, the cheerleaders.
Oh.
$16,500 a year. Now, Rowdy made $25 an hour, making $65,000 a year. So,
that's the guy with the big styrofoam
yes,
head and cowboy
right.
hat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So they're suing.
Well, why? Then why do you do it? That's
well,
what I would ask. Why do you do it then?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think when they find out what somebody else is making... That, you know, then it's like, wait.
No, but they have to know what you're going to get paid.
No,
you have
I mean
to know,
when they find out what someone else is making.
I understand that. But
you
if
know?
You're not getting paid what you think is satisfactory
right.
as a cheerleader.
You're looking at me asking.
Then don't do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this comes about. I have no idea. But,
right.
You know, I've heard that before about the cheerleaders. They don't make a whole lot of money. But
okay.
Who knows? Roseanne Barr probably will not stand in the way of ABC developing a spinoff of her show. Those close to her say that she feels really bad about what happened, and she's trying to figure out a way to help those people that were harmed by the cancellation. So she's considering also giving up financial and creative participation in a spinoff because she is one of the producers of that show, after all.
Wow.
But she wants those people to work. She
yep.
wants them to work. She thinks the world of them, loves them like her own family. So, and a Twitter troll, I love reading this stuff, compared Chelsea Clinton. She's been beaten up since they were in the White House.
Yeah.
People make fun of her. Somebody recently compared her to Howdy Doody. She responded with, thanks to all the people on Twitter who've compared me to Howdy Doody, I now know a bit about him, including that he stood up to bullies, believed in being kind to animals. I'm always happy to be on the side of allyship and kindness. So thanks again. There
wow.
you go.
Good for her.
Yes. And Mike, a big happy birthday. We're hosting a show at the end of September, Culture Club, Boy George.
Really?
Boy George, yeah. He turns 57 years old today. Or you may know him as George O'Dowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For now, that is your entertainment report.
Giving you your first chance to win. All week long, been giving away tickets for Blink 182, Kings of the Weekend, at the Pearl Concert Friday night. You got tickets? You want them? Caller number 9, 702-739-9636. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Lee, you got the tickets. You're going to see Blink 182. That's happening Friday night at the Pearl over at the Palms in the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus, you can treat dear old dad to lunch or dinner with a gift card from El Segundo at the Fashion Show Mall. And you qualify for the four passes to the new chocolate tasting experience from Ethel M. Chocolates. It's all a part of the 96 days of summer.
All right. I can't believe it.
John Schaefer is here with news that we'll get to in a minute. Yesterday, Carla, it was an eight-year-old girl playing beat for beat with Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
Well, this morning, check this out. A 10-year-old kid playing drums for every Metallica song from every album in about 12 minutes. Just sections of the song.
Right.
He's only 10. He can drum to over 150 Metallica songs. 10-year-old kid. Check this out. The parents going, would you rather drum to America or something?
Yeah.
Or?
Man.
This video has gone viral. This is just amazing. You see these 8 and 10-year-old kids playing drums like this, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool. It really is.
Yeah. He can play all the Metallica songs.
Sweet. Great. Parents got to be proud. Yeah. Who are you playing?
What?
Okay. What?
It's Metallica.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All 150 songs.
Jeez. There are a lot of talented kids out there, I'll tell you.
There really are.
God.
Just thought I'd play that for you.
Another one later we're going to play. They're amazing. They are.
I'll wake you up this morning.
Jeez. I thought I was a badass because I was playing some drums. When I was a kid, but not like that.
Or
jeez.
Chopsticks, or Chicago's Color My World.
But. See, yeah, exactly.
6:55. You want one more amazing kid, Carla?
Yeah.
This was from America's Got Talent last night.
This was incredible.
13 years old.
Yeah.
She walks out on stage, this little shy-looking kid.
Yeah.
Almost kind of awkward.
Very awkward, yeah.
And everybody, you know, what
don't
are you going to do?
Nervous,
I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
So they go, okay. And she stands there for, boy, like 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's kind of going,
oh boy,
she going to do it?
Yeah.
What she going to do?
Nervous.
Music starts. Listen to this. Standing up. The judges are just amazed.
Yeah, they hung on to her, obviously.
And it was Howie Mandel.
For that one.
And
yeah.
Press down the big gold button.
Yep. She's staying. People are saying like Mick Jagger and Janis Joplin.
Mix,
watching her and listening to her. Yeah.
Truly
great.
An amazing kid. So, police, every breath you take. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Final couple of days for the big Project H2O push.
Yes.
Collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. If you want to drop off a case or two, in fact, four or more.
Please do.
$25 gift certificate for Above the Crust Pizza, or those tickets to Steel Panther over at the House of Blues. Man, I looked down over the lobby.
Yeah.
And there's a few hundred cases.
Looks pretty good down there.
We just need a few more before we wrap this up.
Right, yeah.
Tomorrow, believe it or not.
Yeah, and, you know, if you were out yesterday at all, I thought I had a great idea of maybe going for a run.
Mm-hmm.
And that stopped real fast when it was 107 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, at 3 in the afternoon, it was ridiculously hot yesterday. Just think of the people who are out there who can't go inside to air conditioning. And they just, you know what, they just need some water.
So here you go. Now, David Wilson's Toyota Las Vegas, they threw down the first challenge, as they did last year.
Yeah.
and kick-started everything with 100 cases. And then Dave King with Hyundai of Las Vegas, you know, when he called and said, we want to donate 500 cases.
Yeah.
You actually go, really?
Right.
All right,
I know.
Let's see it happen.
Yeah.
And they did. They took it directly to the Salvation Army.
Right. But you guys are the ones. You guys need to help. If you've ever won tickets from us, if you've ever, you know, just talk to us. We've done something for you. You know what? 4 cases. It's easy.
It's like paying it forward.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't need 100 or 500 cases. We'll leave that to the big boys.
Yeah.
But if you're dropping by, coming by the radio station, 2920 South Durango, all the information about Project H2O on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine breezy today, high 106, 101 tomorrow. Hopefully it shouldn't be too bad for Father's Day weekend, 81 now. By the way, talking about Father's Day weekend, what is that one song when you hear it, it reminds you of your dad?
Yep.
For whatever reason.
Right. Dad playlist.
All right. We'll talk about that after Aha, Take On Me. Father's Day weekend, of course, right around the corner. As you think about your dad, whether he's passed away or still with you, what song is it you hear that reminds you of your dad? Or when it plays or it comes on the radio?
Yeah, we want to put together a dad playlist for Father's Day. And I know there's a song for everyone that reminds you of dad, or maybe it's a specific band. But, yeah, I know there are a lot of them out there. Everybody's got a dad. There was one, maybe a Goofy song.
Right.
You know?
I've told the story 100 times.
Yeah.
So I'll just tell you.
Right.
Andy Williams, Moon River.
I love that. That's great.
Anytime I hear that or it's referenced,
right,
I think about my dad.
It's interesting because, you know, you were asking me, my dad used to play a lot of music. And there was a song I wanted to learn to play piano to try to learn to play it. And I never could, because Chick Corea, remember the keyboard player used to play it? And then Al Jarreau covered the song. Do you remember this song? I don't know if you remember this song here. Let me put this
What's
song.
It called?
It's called Spain.
Spain.
It's called Spain.
Not Lady of Spain.
No, it's this. Listen to this real quick. I don't know if you remember this song. You covered it years ago.
So anytime you heard this song.
Oh, man. Still, to this day, yes.
You thought about your dad.
Yeah, because he used to play it. Man, he used to beat it out on the keys. Yeah. Just don't picture Al Jarreau.
You know what? I would have never guessed. Out of all the songs.
I don't know why this one sticks
with me. That would remind you of your dad.
I know. And then his stuff. His music, of course. But, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Arlo's on the phone. Arlo, what about you?
It would be Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers. You guys played years ago before, when you had a different format. Beautiful song about dad. Yeah, check it out.
What is it called?
Soul Shine.
There we go. Soul Shine.
Soul Shine.
S-O-U-L Shine. It's a beautiful song.
That's what we're talking about. Anytime he hears it, he thinks about his dad.
Yeah.
Yes, all right, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
What about you? 702-739-9636. Talk or text. Powered by Centennial Toyota. Those songs that remind you of your dad. 724, those songs that remind you of your dad. People texting in 702-739-9636.
Got a lot of them, Mike. One of them, Indagata De Vida. Hello.
Really?
Yes. Reminds you of dad. I love this. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. That would be joy to the world.
Yeah.
We got one. Somebody who didn't know their dad said, so I just knew my mom. Didn't know my dad well. Somewhere My Love. Connie Francis in Italian. Eagles Take It Easy. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
These are songs that when these people hear them, they think of their dad.
Yep. When you're in love with a beautiful woman. Oh, my God. Dr. Hook, right? Dr. Hook? Yeah. One person said The Streak.
What?
The Streak. Yeah, The Streak.
That reminds them of their dad?
Yeah, because they had some neighbor named Ethel, and anytime she came out, they'd say, don't look, Ethel. So. And there are some reasons that exactly. Got a couple, the leader of the bands.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Also got another Ring of Fire.
Wow.
And a Moon River. Mike, somebody else with Moon River.
Wow.
See? Yep.
There's put together our dad's playlist.
Yeah.
So after we put it all together, we'll put it on our Facebook page.
There you go.
Play all of them. Father's Day weekend.
Right on.
702-739-9636. Talking about Father's Day this weekend, that song that reminds you of your dad when you hear it.
Yeah.
What is it? John, do you have one that reminds you of your dad?
Song Not really.
No. Nothing that sticks out that you remember him liking?
My parents weren't big music people.
No?
No.
Okay.
He liked the Police, though. So,
really? Okay, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, song or a
did
band.
He really?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Good taste. No, that's cool.
My dad didn't like radio. He didn't like music.
Yeah,
he liked news. He liked news.
I mean, the police. We've gotten some cool stuff. Wipeout. Buffy said, we've only just begun. Her dad used to sing that, Carpenters.
Oh.
Turn the Page. It's some good stuff, actually. Anything by the Platters, again, like a band.
Okay.
Oftentimes as right. well. So some good stuff.
Rob's on the phone. Rob, what about you? What song is it?
Well, I got to say Cats in the Cradle. And the thing that's so awesome about the song is when it came out back, I think it was in the 70s, to be the little boy or the younger guy, probably the little boy, but and then to be where I'm at now and he's passed, and to think about him as I've gotten older, just as the song ages the person, it's surreal. And every time, it's the same feeling I get inside.
I bet for a lot of guys.
Yeah, I would imagine so. That's definitely a dad and son song. It really is.
All right, Rob, have a good day. Patty, what about you? What song is it?
Well, actually, every Sunday morning growing up, we always listened to, like, the classic country.
Yeah.
So we had Johnny Horton, Johnny Cash, Kenny Rogers. Huh. Anytime I hear any of those, plus, like, Neil Diamond and Rod Stewart, those are triggers for me.
Oh, wow. That's cool. And that's when country music was cool.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You know what? I started radio in country music on an AM station down
really?
In Phoenix. We played Ferlin Husky, Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Sons of the Pioneer. You don't think I know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God. That's Sons of the Pioneer. My father worked with them years ago, and I thought they were so cool. Because, you know, I hate country music now. Old country.
Right.
That was the real deal.
That's country music.
Yeah.
But I think the one song that definitely gets me is The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton.
Yes.
Wow. You too. Wow. I'm sorry, Mike. I have to back up. Ferlin Husky. Wow.
Patty, have a great day. Rena, what song was it?
Okay. So I love the question, first of all, because with Father's Day coming up. So the song was It's a Beautiful Morning. Okay. I don't know who
it's
the artist
It's a beautiful
was.
Morning.
Young Rascals.
There you go.
There you
That's
go.
It. Yeah. It was, I lost my dad when I was young.
Right.
And my very last dance recital, and my dad never missed one of them. And that's the song that I performed. And every time I hear it, gives me goosebumps.
Oh, stop it. Now you're going to make Carla cry.
I can't, man.
See, that's what it's like for leader of the band.
Oh, my God. Leader of the band. Ugh. We used that song on the video that we did last year, right around this time. Dan Fogelberg, leader of the band. I can't with that. Don't. Quit. Take it back.
Gosh.
Take it back.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Rena, have a great day.
You guys.
Plus, it's a great song, too.
It is a great song. Yeah, it is. I love this song. Yeah.
There you go, Rena. Well, there you go. I think we have a pretty good Father's Day music list. 96.3 KKLZ kicking off the 96 days of summer. That means more chances to win concert tickets, cash, getaways, and more. In fact, we have tickets for Rod Stewart giving away at about 8:40. Being Thursday, it'll be another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Plus, qualify you for that staycation at Caesar's Palace and dinner for two, Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. Sunshine today, going to be a little toasty. High 106, 101 tomorrow. Partly cloudy sky, a little windy over the weekend. 87 now. Another dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy, entertainment, tabloid news coming up.
Oh, Kiss fans, you are going to love what they are offering up for you.
All right, more on that and other stories. Aerosmith, Dream On, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy, entertainment, tabloid news.
Paul McCartney trying to keep up with the kids. He's dropping a surprise album tomorrow. It was announced, I think, yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, he also debuted a new song during a show this week that he did. And yes, he did he filmed an episode of Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. That will air next week. So he's still out there. All of these guys, Ronnie Wood, he's doing the Ronnie Wood Show. It's going to debut on Access TV July 11th. Eddie Money has a show on there as well, going into its second season. Ronnie's show will feature personal stories, interviews, and jam sessions with other musicians. It's probably going to be great. So mark that. And
I can just imagine the title, you know, when it hits the screen.
Yeah.
The and then in the script.
Right.
The Ronnie Wood Show. Starring Ronnie Wood. Being all cheesy and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, my God. You want cheesy?
Okay.
Kiss fans, are you out there? Listen up. They're releasing their own line of Kiss toilet paper. and Kiss Toilet Seats.
Wow.
Featuring the band members' faces. So, yeah, there's that for you. You can sit on whoever. I don't know, Gene Simmons, or you can sit on Ace, so it's like to do.
It's not the lid. It's
I
would think it would be the lid,
I would
right?
think it would be the lid, too. Okay. Who knows? It might be around the rim. I don't know. I can't.
Wow.
Okay, then.
Well, after you've marketed everything, what's
sure,
left? And it's
sure,
the toilet, right?
And what's the one thing you have to do regularly?
Every day.
It's right there. So why not, you know, sit down on Ace.
Okay.
And, you know, visit with Peter Chris, something okay. like that.
Something.
Sure. And toilet paper to end it all. So that's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour.
Billy Squire and The Stroke, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:38, John Schaefer with news. And we'll get to here in a minute, but we do have those Rod Stewart tickets to give away. Qualify you for that staycation over at Caesar's Palace, plus dinner for two at Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. Love it over there.
Cool.
All a part of the 96 Days of Summer. So being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Well, anyway, my coffee's cold, and I'm getting told that I got to get back to work there.
So when the sun goes low and you're home all alone, think of me and try not to laugh, and I wear it well.
Oh, I don't even object if you call collect there, you know, because I ain't forgetting that you were once mine.
But I blew it without even trying. Now I'm eating my heart out trying to get back to you.
Wow. The range wow. of the two of you
is it
amazes
pretty,
me.
Yeah.
Is that what's amazing?
Is it amazing?
Mm-hmm. The range.
Three
the range.
Words. Amazing.
Okay. So from those lyrics, can you identify the Rod Stewart song by title? If you want it one more time, here it is. Well, anyway, my coffee's cold and I'm getting told that I got to get back to work there.
So when the sun goes low and you're home all alone, think of me and try not to laugh, and I wear it well.
Oh, I don't even object if you call collect there, you know, because I ain't forgetting that you were once mine.
But I blew it without even trying. Now I'm eating my heart out trying to get back to you.
Now the phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. And then starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. You can identify from those lyrics the Rod Stewart song by title. You are a winner and a qualifier. So good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Rod Stewart with another segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
Well, anyway, my coffee's cold and I'm getting told that I got to get back to work there.
So when the sun goes low and you're home all alone, think of me and try not to laugh, and I wear it well.
Oh, I don't even object if you call collect there, you know, because I ain't forgetting that you were once mine.
But I blew it without even trying. Now I'm eating my heart out trying to get back to you.
All right, all you have to do is by title, identify that Rod Stewart song. We have Kristen on the phone. Kristen, can you do it?
Can you guys stop talking? I can't hear what he's saying.
Kristen, all you have to do is by title, identify that song those lyrics are from.
Oh, You Wear It Well.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job. Excellent.
Where are you working that you have all these helpers?
Altiris Career College.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Well, you can tell them you're going to see Rod Stewart
yep.
Friday night, June 29th. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And you also qualify for the overnight stay and dinner for two at Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger is all about. Carla, new Dippin' Dot cereal just came out.
Oh.
Basically just a corn pop type cereal.
Huh.
But with sweet clusters of special Dippin' Dots mixed in.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right now it's only available at the Walmart.
Well, that's okay. That's too bad.
You should be able to buy it. And
okay.
Have Dippin' Dot cereal. 22% of people won't buy Father's Day gifts until Father's Day.
Day of?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's why dads get it. To be honest, Mother's Day, I get. It's
right.
A time to salute mom, do something special for her. Dads really don't care.
I was at a jewelry store. Don't even ask me why. Burger and Sons, they've been over, where are they? Fashion show. And I know the guy who owns Stewart. And I said something about Father's Day. He said, oh, no, we're not busy for Father's Day.
No.
Dads get screwed. I said, wait, what do you get? The Aquavelva? The Old Spice? What?
The gift pack. The Aquavelva yes. gift pack.
Aren't you selling watches or something for Dad?
No, nothing. No. But see, the upside is Dad knows that.
Yes, exactly.
And doesn't really care.
Yeah. Well, dads won't be happy to know this. According to a new survey, 30% of us aren't sure how to add windshield wiper fluid to our cars.
Oh.
I can do that.
I can actually do that.
I can do that, too. Yes. Yeah. How many of these can you jumpstart your car? Jumpstart. I just did it with mine just a couple weeks ago.
I think I can.
Okay.
Remember we went through this,
right? I know,
right?
We did. Can you change a tire?
If I had to.
Yeah, I know. Do you know which part of the car is the engine, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because about 40% of the people, they point to parts, it was like, I don't know what that is. It's the engine, for the love of God. Yeah.
But. Okay. Our friends, when I was growing up, had a Corvair.
Wow.
With the engine in the
back.
Yeah,
it was in the back.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was the coolest thing.
That was pretty cool. A little dangerous, but cool. Yeah. Yes. That's why we go to...
If you stopped real quick.
Yeah. 41% of Americans say that Taco Bell is their favorite drunk dining spot.
Really?
Yeah. McDonald's is next. Then Waffle House. So after you plow down like 20 fireballs, I guess you're pulling on in. They say that we consume an extra 800 calories after a night of heavy drinking. So you've plowed those calories down. Then you're going to go do another 800 calories over at Taco Bell.
What about White Castle?
Bravo. White Castle, well, it was lower on the list.
Really?
Those were the top three.
Noggles?
Those were the top three. No noggles, Mike. Not anymore. Crap. No. Taco Bell, McDonald's, Waffle House. The weekend
Number
is around
one.
The corner. So gear up. Can you smell the bad decisions you're going to be making? That for Thursday is your other news.
96.3 KKLZ, where we love playing the hits of the 80s. Billy Idol, White Wedding, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 9:37. We like to wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
From Huntsville, Alabama. His name is Rodney Smith. He saw a guy struggling to mow his lawn, so he got out of his car to help him, and that inspired him to start a nonprofit. It's called Raising Men Lawn Care. Goes to the homes of single moms, veterans, elderly people, and mows their lawn for free. So he's taking it on the road this summer. He's going to personally mow at least one person's lawn in all 50 states.
Wow.
Did it last year, too. But he's looking to get kids involved in this.
Uh-huh.
So he started, it's called the 50-Yard Challenge. Kids commit to mowing 50 yards in their own community for free.
Yeah.
At least 137 kids have already signed up. He's getting more and more every day. And I'm putting this out there because you can do it. If you're listening, kids, moms, dads, you can do it. You can go to the website. It's wearaisingmen.com. Wearaisingmen.com. Boys and girls can do this. Go help the elderly person next door to you, a veteran, something like that. Mow their lawn for free. It's just about helping out.
Awesome.
Raising Men Lawn Care. How cool is that?
All right, we'll put all the information about that on our website and Facebook page. And, of course, before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, by the way, if you have a feel-good story you'd like to pass along to us, just email it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. The 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Big Flex Razors. This summer, join the millions of guys who use Big Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price. Big Flex, available at Dollar General. Tomorrow, Carla, we wrap up the work week.
We do. And can I just say a quick happy birthday to my goddaughter, Brooklyn, by the way. She's turning 5 today.
Is she really?
Yep, she is. She's turning 5 today. I don't know. I hope she's listening. Happy birthday, Brooklyn.
Smelly cat, so smelly cat. What are they feeding you? Smelly cat, it's not your fart.
It's
That's
not
the
your
one.
Fart.
It's not your fart.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we will have more of those Blink 182 tickets. That is a hot ticket, my friends. Another hot ticket. That would be tickets to see the one and only Rod Stewart. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard will also be joining us tomorrow, talking about the new movies opening up this weekend.
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast. You do that of this show, interviews, showbiz news, and more. Just click away on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at our website, 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. Another shot to win those tickets for Rod Stewart at 11:40. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.